Remember this time last year when HECO told its customers they'd need permission to install their PV systems? Well, many PV buyers were frustrated, and there were warnings of the layoff effect HECO's edict would have on the PV industry. As we went into the weekend, lawmakers held a briefing to look at the status of the issue now, as 4,500 customers are still waiting. One of the groups to present was the Hawaii Solar Energy Association. Leslie Cole Brooks is its executive director, and she's here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here again.
Well, but maybe not
sort
so
of.
Great to be talking
actually,
about
not
an
so
issue
great to be here again.
That, as we've watched over this last year, has been really felt by your industry. So let's go back a little bit and talk about kind of how this happened, in obviously great part because of the aging grid, but because of a little thing called a microinverter, which is what was responsible for what turning solar energy into something that your appliances can use, right?
Right, and right now, on top of everything else, with the slowdown that we've been enduring since last fall, which has been profound for customers, for industry, for the state, there is a new requirement now that inverters be retrofitted for a new frequency setting, and this is for overall reliability on the grid. It's been done before, but it's the size of the retrofit that's being asked for at this point, which is of great concern to us.
Size in terms of number of homes?
Yeah, the number of homes. Some of these inverters can be retrofitted or changed to this new frequency just online. It's a pretty simple process. But they're asking for about 85% of every single installed and operational inverter to be retrofitted, and that means about 20,000 homes here on Oahu. So it's a lot of people, as I've been saying, you know, a lot of dogs that need to be tied up and calls that need to be made. Someone needs to go out to the home, get permission, find out whether or not it's even possible, and then the cost. And this is what needs to be done to move forward. And we're just very concerned about the time and it's going to take to do that and how.
Yeah, the cost in time and in dollars, because even if you could do, what, five of them or so a week, you're still pushing into 2016 before you get everybody done.
Right. And time is really our enemy right now. You know, the plans that have been put in place with these utility, the latest kind of form of the IRP, there's a lot of good things there. And down the road, it looks promising. But the problem is what's going to happen in this next year, and time really is the enemy for us because of the slowdown and now these new requirements, and we're all working up against the federal tax credit, which is due to expire at the end of 2016 for residential systems. So now should be when we're making the very most of this gift, basically, from the federal government. It's a 30% gift that's going to expire, and it's just really a shame to think that we're mired now in these technical difficulties.
There was some criticism that HECO should have accounted for this or planned for this before all of this began to happen, and people were encouraged to buy solar, and we saw the flurry of all kinds of, you know, adverts for it, and people were talking about it because of the federal tax credit, all of that happening. And the question really is now, did HECO have a plan to present on Friday that all of you looked at and thought would work?
I don't think so, no. And it's no surprise that solar energy has grown over the last years and that something needed to be done, or at least to get out onto the circuits and do measurements and find out what the impact is. I mean, it's true we had the highest penetration in the nation, but it's not like it suddenly happened and people woke up and said, oh my goodness, look at what's gone on. And these changes and measurements, they take time to do. And that's what we're looking at right now. So it's not that down the road, we can't move forward and continue to take advantage of our indigenous resources, and God bless the folks who've been investing, you know, their own money in these systems. But it's what's going to happen in the interim. And the plan to get us there right now, I'm very concerned. I don't see really how industry and homeowners are going to move forward in this next year.
Are lawmakers offering any real help in this aside from lip service?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's it's not the kind of thing that can be fixed easily. It's not like a lawmaker can just say, make it so, go out and make it so, we're tired of your excuses, because there are legitimate concerns about system-wide reliability and so forth. Although, you know, one of the things I'd like to see happen is one of the alternatives that is becoming very hot right now are people are just saying, you know what, never mind. I'm not gonna export anything. I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna have PV. I'm gonna have behind the meter storage. I'm going to take part of the load of my house and just take care of that. I'll still be connected, but I'll just buy less electricity.
Well, is EGO saying that that's okay with them?
Well, I think they should be concerned because, you know, and pushing people in that direction isn't necessarily a good thing. And so there has been some talk about, well, will that be allowed? Is that okay? Because it will change the loads on the systems. But something like putting in a new refrigerator that's more efficient also brings down your load significantly, right? Or if you have someone move out of your house, your load can go down. So it's the same thing. And I think lawmakers could help there to clarify that if a customer wants to install a behind-the-meter storage system that does not export, that doesn't work like how net energy metering has worked, that it's hands-off.
So that's, in a way, a short-term potential fix. But what about everybody who's still left with a system that they can't connect or they can't have installed? I mean, they're still hanging out there in the wind.
They are. They are hanging out there in the wind. And at this point, I don't know, it might be possible maybe that applications could be amended to allow some of these other solutions. But it is tough for people that are in line and for the customers that are still interested. You know, our power bills aren't going down anytime soon. So I know there's still the same amount of interest. So,
and the very next step that you think it has to happen now to move this forward, or is this still very much in a waiting game to see what can happen with a plan to get someone out there to take a look at those inverters?
Well, I think there has to be a plan B, and that's the thing that I think concerns me the most is we can definitely make headway because about half of the inverters that have been asked to be changed out can be done remotely. So we can make a significant improvement and a step towards the system reliability that now has become the concern. But getting the full 200 megawatts that's being asked for is I think it's an enormous undertaking. So where's the plan B? There are all kinds of other solutions, I think, that could be put forward to contend with this issue.
So it sounds like, Leslie, there isn't one at the moment. And, and we're still in a very same place as we were last year, with the exception of the fact that so many people have lost their jobs and that your industry that we once regarded as being a booming industry is falling. Very quickly.
Right. Thousands of people have lost their jobs. Customers waiting, very frustrated. I think a lot of companies, too, are holding on to their folks. I think there might be another wave of layoffs. You don't want to get rid of these people are very highly trained. And, you know, you get your employees, you love them. They're like family. You don't want to let them go. And it's been a very tough situation.
And so it looks like that's going to continue for a little while longer.
I think so.
Thank you for joining us this morning, even with not such great news.
Hopefully I'll have good news next time I see you.
Leslie Cole Brooks is the Executive Director of the Hawaii Solar Energy Association.